Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, Kimmy. How are you today?
Really good, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to come to the studio. I like to do that when it's Stars of the Yoruba Dalla or Stars of the Bega Valley. I like to actually be face-to-face with the dancers when I have a chat about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you are the former Batemans Bay Chamber of Commerce and Industry President.
Correct.
Yep. But now you're still on the committee, but you've just stepped back a little bit, so give yourself some time to do a bit of dancing, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think I was asked to do it at a similar time frame. I stood down and I said yes. So.
One door closes, another
That's
one opens.
It, yeah.
So this is your first time doing Stars of the Yoruba Dalla?
It certainly is. And when I got the email, I was so busy I didn't even read it until I had a phone call from Sari and said, well, did you read the email? Would you like to do it? And I just laughed. I couldn't believe that they'd want me to do it. But
how'd you feel about it? Was it a hard decision to make?
Look, not so much. My mother has had breast cancer and it's been in the family, and I just felt that the cause was good, and I didn't think about it too much. I said yes without really considering all the extra work that I have to put in, but I'm enjoying it this far.
Okay, so who's your partner?
So a young girl by the name of Kira,
okay.
And she's only 16.
Oh, wow.
But her teacher is Jill, and Jill works from her studio in Maruya.
Okay.
And so she's choreographing our routine and working alongside us to pull it together.
And you're practicing already, obviously?
Yeah, we've been about a month or so, and now we'll go into a couple of times a week, and then if we need to ramp it up more than that in the last few weeks.
Yeah, because it's only next month.
Don't remind
me. Put any
me.
Pressure on you. And what genre are you doing?
Doing classical.
Okay.
I was classically trained as a young girl, so it's a long time ago now. I just felt more comfortable doing something a little slower
yes.
and more classical than a fast.
Yeah. Well, I think in the past few years there hasn't been a dance like that, so I think that's really great.
Okay.
There might have been a waltz or something, but yeah. And I did read in your bio that you were classically trained, so that's good. And it's a bit like a bike once you get back on, you're right?
Not really. The body's not quite the same. Yeah.
But
so
you're going
you feel
okay.
all the lifts and moves as you go along.
And you wanted to get into spring and get your fitness on track, so I suppose
it's pushing me along, so that's
no
good.
Choice, is there? And what about your fundraising? How's that going for you?
Well, it's great. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been very supportive. I've got a friend in Canberra that's done a lot of fundraising. He came up with the idea of having a small dinner because we've got COVID restrictions, and so we've got under 20 coming to the dinner.
Okay.
And so then the guests will pay to come to our place to have a dinner.
But nice.
We've got a special guest.
Yeah.
And his name is Leo Sayer, and he's coming to our dinner.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Real Leo?
Yeah.
To Batemans Bay?
Yeah. He'll be here on the night, and he's staying at our motel, and he will be supporting the cause, so that's great. He lives in the Southern Highlands now, so I think he has done for quite some time.
Yeah, I knew he lived in Australia.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I think that has a bit of synergy with his song. And
A star coming to support a star.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
Well, I feel like dancing. That's his song.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, he's got so many good songs. He's fabulous. Well, and I love his hair. He's always kept his hair the same, that beautiful, unruly Leo the Lion look. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I'm sure you are going to be fantastic on the night. I'm very honoured again this year to be judging, so I cannot wait to see your routine, Alison.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Kimmy.